Hey y'all, it's Nathan over here at Movement Mortgage, and I wanted to speak directly today to those in the mortgage profession, or frankly, anybody out there who has a mortgage. This podcast will be beneficial to you, but particularly I want to put the focus on the mortgage loan officers out there and the obligation that they have to their past clients and their realtors and frankly, their friends and families. With everything going on right now, certainly you've heard the word forbearance out there in the mortgage market and with real estate. And I want to talk about it briefly, and I'm going to try to wrap this up. But I do want each and every loan officer out there to contact your database, particularly at least for this past year, but if not more, send them a blast email, do a video, a bomb or something. But let them know to think very carefully before they look about doing a forbearance on their mortgage. Now, I've been through this before back in 2007, 2008, during that times. And yes, there are going to be people that need help with their mortgage payment. I mean, unemployment, they are projecting could get to 20%. I certainly understand that. So there are going to be people that need that help. And that's part of the CARES Act that Congress passed, is to allow mortgage service providers to give some relief to their customers. But we've all heard the expression, there's no free lunch. Let me tell you how forbearance can work, and it varies with every lender. And right now, if you try to get your lender or your servicer, is actually who you need to be talking to, if you try to get your servicer on the phone, it's going to take you quite a while to get in touch with them. But it works multiple ways. First and foremost, they're not just waiving it and you never owe the money at all. Just so you can forget that. So that is not what forbearance is about. I would say the best case scenario for the individual is if the mortgage servicer says, okay, yeah, we'll put it in forbearance for 3 months or whatever period they do, and we'll tack that on at the end of your loan. That would be the best case scenario, and frankly, I don't know how many people are going to do that option. More than likely, here's what they're offering to clients. And again, I put a caveat on this that everybody's different. So you need to call and see if you're interested in the relief, and you need the relief, most importantly, not interested. If you need the relief, make the phone call. But here's normally how it plays out. They will say, okay, we'll let you skip 3 months payments or put those in forbearance, if you will. But then after that 90 days, they want those payments and the next month's payment. Well, that's ridiculous, obviously, because if you're in a money crunch right now, how are you magically going to have four payments in 4 months to pay? So that's one way. The other way, which is a little bit better, and this happens, I'll relate this to many times if you get an escrow analysis when your taxes or your insurance go up on your mortgage and your payment changes each year, you know, many people are like, well, I had a fixed rate loan. How did my payment go up? Well, it's with your escrow balance changing. Well, that's what can happen also with forbearance. So they might say, okay, we'll let you skip three months of payments, but then they're going to get that money back over the following 12 months payments. So I'm going to keep it simple. Say your payment is $1,000 a month. You might get to skip 3 months of it, but then they're going to take that $3,000 you didn't pay and tack it on to your normal $1,000 monthly payment until they get that money back for the next 12 months. That's a little bit better situation there. So those are the options that are really out there. I would stress again, if you're working, make your payment. If you can make your payment, you know, maybe you've lost your hours or this, that, and the other. If you can still make your payment, you need to do that. But if you need help, that is provided through the CARES Act, you can reach out to your servicer. It's going to take them a while to get back with you. Just be sure you understand everything, and I would try to get it in writing as well. One thing I don't want to have happen, and this will happen because it happened back in the day, is when somebody raises their hands for this forbearance, it ends up putting them, frankly, in a worse position down the road. It ruins their credit. They can't get car loans. They can't get house loans, things like that. So really think long and hard about skipping mortgage payments, particularly if you are employed or still, you know, essential, for lack of a better word, and are working. I've rambled longer than I like to keep y'all, but this is an important topic. We're looking for guidance from Fannie Mae later this week. They've been pushing it back a couple days, and now we're supposed to hear it later this week. Hopefully they'll clarify it more, but you know, the devil is in the details, and it's not what everybody's thinking. It is there to provide relief, but be sure you know what you're getting into if you choose that option. That's all I got today. Sorry for the long podcast, but I hope it was worth your time listening, whether you're a loan officer or whether you've got a mortgage payment that's due.